We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars Cantina. Throw back a couple funky Buddhas.
Enjoy it all.
So today is May 4th, and that, of course, is May the 4th Be With You Day. And so I had a little fun, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if you know this, Crowder, but I sometimes enjoy trolling or tweaking people a little bit. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Thought it was your
I hide that part of my personality often, but sometimes it comes out. So on the 560 and the 790 Instagram accounts, I made posts this morning that said, "May the 4th be with you." And it was me, you, and Solana dressed as Star Trek guys. And that has nothing to do with May the Force Be With You. And I knew that. And I thought that was funny. In fact, Solana texted me the moment I posted them. Amazing troll job on Instagram. Because you know how these people, what do you mean these people? Oh. You know how these people get when, you know, you mistake some, you know, it's like when I, When I tell you my favorite Marvel superhero is Frankenberry, you know, these people go crazy.
Yes. And you know how to push that button.
Yeah. So the May the 4th Be With You thing, I purposely, on the 560 and 790 Instagram account, had pictures of us in Star Trek, you know, photoshopped onto Star Trek characters. And I thought that was funny. And I was just right before we went on the air, I was going through some of the comments. I got my friend Dr. Lascano. I nailed him. He's like, "Guys, this is the wrong movie." I was like, "What? are you serious? Can't be."
Them Star Wars people are worse than the Crips and the Bloods now. They're a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
They will. The superhero people, Marvel superhero, and, you know, if I mistake a DC character for a Marvel character, I mean, the text machine goes crazy. You know, for years I maintain, and I do believe this, that Batman is half man, half bat. Why else would you call yourself Batman? And, you know, everybody went, "Oh, that's not true. He I don't know what he is. You know, he's not even a superhero." And he is a superhero, and he's half man, half bat. He has many bat-like characteristics, which is why he's called Batman. But that's for another show. It's for another show. But today is May the 4th Be With You Day, so we figured we'd open with a little cantina, a little Star Wars cantina. Yes, we are aware Star Wars is the correct movie for today. All right.
You a Star Wars guy?
I am not. I am not. I saw it, you know, I think it came out 78. Was it 1978? So I was like 9 years old, and certainly I saw it. I just never really got into it. I never saw the second one. I never saw Empire Strikes Back. And I don't think I saw Jedi. And then it gets super confusing after that to me. Like, I can't keep them all in track. But my son, when he was super young, he liked all the Star Wars movies. So I was, you know, like, I got a little bit more introduced to it because he liked them. And then they had some of the newer ones. I remember taking him to see him, and then after, like, some Han Solo, I don't know. At some point, I turned to Lori and I said, "Look, you're going to have to find someone else to go on these things. I can't even feign interest for 2 hours. This is just killing me."
You quit?
I go, "Is there some sort of Uber for a friend? Like, can I Uber a friend for him to see a Star Wars movie?" Well, thankfully, he's grown out of it, I think. Okay. I think. But in the meantime, I'm hanging out with Chuck and Jim, you know, who are playing Dungeons and Dragons at 51 years old. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, your life is very intricate with those things.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like Jar Jar Binks because he's an idiot and he talks funny. I don't
know
what movie it's in.
I never saw the movie with him, I don't think.
Oh, okay,
Are you into Star Wars, Solana?
I wouldn't say I'm, like, huge into Star Wars. I've seen most of the movies, and I enjoy them. But I'm not, like, a Star Wars freak who today is celebrating May the 4th be with you.
Which one was Jar Jar Binks in?
I don't know who that is.
Who?
How do you do that? Han Solo, is it? He talks funny, got the big ears. No?
Who's running the board for 560 today?
It's almost like this was fate because we have Danny G, the sports bomber, who
loves Star Wars, right? Danny, sports bomber, you love Star Wars, right?
It's like I told some of my friends at CBS when they were asking me why I liked both Star Trek and Star Wars, because apparently you're not supposed to like them both. I told them, look, when I was a kid, if it had spaceships and laser beams, I'm in. It's just that simple.
But you still like it.
Oh,
you're
absolutely.
An adult now.
Absolutely.
You still like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you get crazed when I talk about superheroes and all that stuff,
I don't
right?
get. I used to, but then I realized it's just a troll game, so it's okay. I moved on.
I hate when they figure out the game. Which Star Wars is Jar Jar Binks in?
That
David?
Would be Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace. And he actually made guest appearances in Star Wars Episode Two and Three.
Thank you, Danny, for everything to me.
Misa very happy to help so you the there, Channing. Misa love coming on the Hawks and Crowder show.
That's excellent. We should give some of those to Don Bailey Jr. for the upcoming season.
Misa.
Go and run from the thing. So happy 4th, everybody. Was a fun, harrowing Panthers game last night. They jump out. We had, so Crowder and I had a parlay. We had the Panthers and Stars over, and it was 5.5. And my rationalization was Spencer Knight. I didn't know if he was going to win or lose, but I was like, you know what, Spencer Knight, he can't, like, not give up goals. Like, you know, Panthers are going to have to score a couple goals to win the game, and I don't think Spencer Knight is just going to be, you know, lights out for his entire career. He's got to, you know, he's still got to play like a rookie every now and then.
Well, he's played, like, three, four games? Yes, I was with you on that one.
And then we had the Panthers to win. And so we had a parlay over 5.5 goals, and I think it was 5 goals at the end of 2, or maybe it went over in the second period. I mean, it was a romp to the over. And then Panthers were up by 2 goals in the third period and blew the lead, and it was tied, went to overtime, and they were able to win the game. So we hit a very nice parlay last night. Panthers game got a little closer than I wanted it to be, but they've won 4 in a row. And by the way, Anthony Duclair, the Duke. That's such a great nickname, the Duke. I mean, it exudes confidence. It exudes
manhood.
Yeah. So the Duke is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour today. So have a big show for you on today, which is a Talk About It Tuesday, by the way. And here's a man who's going to talk about it later on, Alejandro Solana. He's got your headline.
Anybody tell you May the 4th be with you today? Because I walked into the gym. That's the first thing the person at the front desk told me, and I was over it. I was over it. I already regret turning on Danny G's microphone.
I haven't been out of my house, so no one said it to me.
I would catch an assault charge if somebody says that to me. Out of my face, 4th with you, man.
It's a big day for a lot of people.
Yeah, they ruined Star Wars for you, though, because I like Star Wars. Don't May the 4th be with you. On May the 4th. Just don't do it.
Oh, you're going to tell them how to be a fan? I hate this. I hate how people tell other people how to be a fan of something.
Just don't tell me. Like, I know it's May the 4th. You don't have to May the 4th be with you on May the 4th.
Can I say happy Cinco de Mayo tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, why is that fine, but 4th be with you isn't?
It's an actual holiday.
Well. For a lot of people, May the 4th be with you is an actual holiday.
Don't pressure me into Star Wars. I know it's there. I didn't like it. Don't pressure me into it. I'm with Salah. Don't pressure me into Star Wars.
So you want the don't ask, don't tell policy?
With Star Wars, yes. Star Wars, yes. Don't wear your little mask around me either. Don't dress up around me either. I'll jump on you. Whoop Darth Vader's ass.
Somebody takes in Marcos. Marcos makes a banger, and you start the show with the Cantina song. Well, what are you going to do? All right, go ahead. What do you have for headlines, Solana?
The Cats, a 5-4 overtime victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Barkov nets the game-winning goal in overtime.
All right. It was nice. We needed that. I like it. Playoffs next week. Is it next week? Maybe the week after.
Next week. Late next week.
You know what? I think it might be the week after. I think they may have moved it back. I'll look at this. I got to look it up. NHL playoff schedule.
A full week off between the final games and the playoffs?
Well, they have a regular game on Monday, right?
Right.
Da-da-da. You go ahead. Do your thing. I'll figure this out.
The Heat, they're going to host the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Hopefully they can have the same luck the Panthers did against the Dallas team last night. That's an 8 p.m. tip-off from the American Airlines Arena. Oladipo, he's out. No surprise there. Tyler Hero, he's out as well. Continues to deal with that foot injury. Kristaps Porzingis for the Mavericks, he's questionable tonight. Again, 8 p.m. tip-off. Heat favored at home by 3 points.
All right.
Stars don't have Doncic, though. That's the problem.
Have a little, little something. We'll bet a little something tonight.
UD, not sure if you guys saw this. He said he is sure Eric Spoelstra will figure out a way to get him some playing time this season. We talked about it last week. Remember, he needs minutes to officially count this year as his 18th season.
He has yet zero, to play a game. 0 minutes.
Donut this season in the minutes column.
He has 0 minutes. Wow.
But he's the player coach. Like,
no, I understand. Do you think he takes pride in that, or do you think he's a little hurt by that?
Oh, I'm sure he's hurt by not playing a damn second. Like, yeah, I'm not.
But Spo doesn't want to put him in junk time. You know what I mean? Like, Spo respects him too much to put him in junk time when he's emptying the bench. And UD has earned that. Like, he shouldn't go in with those guys. But how do you navigate that?
You don't respect me enough, obviously, to put me in when the game's on the line, but you respect me too much to put me in when the game's not on the line. Where do I fit in this team? I have too much respect, but not enough. Come on, man. Put the man in. Give him some minutes. Let him, let him shoot. Yeah, you got to at least shoot one shot during the season.
But they're in the battle for the playoffs. They're in a battle. It's not like they've got, games to be luxuriating.
I've seen some KZ – I don't know what that word was either, Solana.
Luxuriating.
I've seen some KC.
If you're just relaxing and you're luxuriating, you can just relax and enjoy yourself. The Heat don't have time right now to luxuriate.
Well, they put KZ Akpala in, play 18 minutes, and have 0-0-0. Haslam can't do much worse than that.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir. He's the one that said Spo's got to find time to get him in.
Crowder,
you see
hot.
What UD said? KG wasn't a tough guy when they were talking about the Hall of Fame. I thought that's what you were talking about, Solana.
Oh, I didn't see that. What did he say?
They were talking about who is it? Duncan, not Duncan Robinson. The Hall of Fame guys this year, and they brought up Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, and somebody else, and they were like, "Those are tough guys." And then UD was like, "Nah, two of them are tough. KG just talks a lot." He's a great basketball player, but he's not tough. So let's take tough off the
that's
board.
That's my guy, though. Uncut
man,
gems.
Hadn't played a minute this year.
KG.
Still talking trash.
I love KG, though. That's my guy, Uncut Gems.
Let me run
you
through.
You love KG off of a movie and not off his basketball acumen?
Yeah. Yeah, I was never a KG fan until Uncut Gems.
What's wrong with you?
Marlins D-backs tonight. They begin a 3-game series versus Arizona. 6:40 p.m., first pitch from Lone Depot Park, our guy Sandy Alcantara. He is on the mound for the Fish. And coming up at 3, 1 hour from now, just about 45 minutes from now, actually, second leg of the Champions League semifinal. It's Man City versus PSG, Paris Saint-Germain.
Should we have a little wager going during our show?
Yeah, Man City leads 2-1. This is a home game for Man City. They got 2 away goals. So it's going to take a lot for PSG to come back and advance to the final for the second straight year.
But what about the game itself? What should I bet on the game? Is this UEFA?
Champions League, yes. The UEFA Champions League.
All right, let me see what we got here.
You know the jingle? The champions.
No, I don't. Crowded. Paris Saint-Germain and Man City. So Man City is a -170 favorite. Paris Saint-Germain FC is +400.
To advance or to win this game specifically?
No, to win this game.
Can we text Chris Whittingham? I don't want to have Solana.
Here's
as
the
our
problem.
No,
here's the problem with Whittingham. He gave us that stupid ass Nashville bet on Saturday, and he gave us the other stupid ass soccer bet that we did that we lost earlier the Inter Miami season.
You're outing Witty betting against Inter Miami. I don't know how he'll like that on the air. And you can't text Chris Whittingham because Chris Whittingham is a huge Manchester City supporter. So he's clouded in this. There's no judgment. There's no fair judgment from Chris Whittingham in this game.
Oh, I was gonna say there's also a Real Madrid game, but that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 3 p.m.
So we gotta go with Solana on this.
But I haven't given you my opinion. I don't know who's gonna win this game. I gotta sit on this for a second. I gotta think.
Somebody texts in Crowder. Please talk Chad Johnson out of fighting in June. He could get seriously hurt. All right, we'll have to talk about that later.
Did y'all see the clip? I tried as hard as I can.
Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Perfect time to luxuriate. That is your weather.
Do you really not know what luxuriate is?
I think you got caught up in the air. Crowder, you agree, got caught up in the air. He added a yate to the end of any word, which was luxuriate.
No. That's a common word, luxuriate. It really is.
Hawk, it could be a word. It's not a common word.
It
I'm
sure
37
is.
Years.
If you're going to go to a spa, you're going for a weekend so you can luxuriate, that is a common word.
Come on.
I'm 37, first time I've ever heard a person use it in a sentence.
Lie.
Luxuriate.
Yeah, that's a lie.
No. I know luxury, but I've never seen it. I've never
Correct.
Seen it verbed.
It's based off luxury. Here it is.
I know, but I've never
luxuriate.
Seen it verbed.
Enjoy
verbed
oneself
it.
In a luxurious way. Take self-indulgent delight. And the example is exactly what I use. She was luxuriating in a long bath. Yeah, people, there's no way you guys have never heard the word luxuriate.
We don't run in your circles, I guess. Yeah. It's a nice Boca
Thank
word.
Thank God. All right, you have anything else, Solana?
Luxuriate.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Clay Ferreiro is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk some Dolphins with him. We could talk some Heat. We could talk some Panthers. We could talk just about anything. We could talk about May the 4th be with you with Clay Ferreiro. He's game for anything, so he'll join us here in a moment.
For over 42 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. You can't luxuriate in your house with a bad roof. That's why you got to call J&K. I used
well
it.
Well done.
It?
That
I worked
was
it in,
nice.
Huh?
That
I
was
appreciate
nice.
You. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, but in most cases, they don't even have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office, they specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for the highly skilled workers of J&K to handle. And the financing offers right now that you can get through Y Green will blow your mind. And when somebody says they've been on top of a market like South Florida for over 40 years, I had to ask Donnie, the owner, how? How do you do it? Donnie said it's easy. We get the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they bring the most top-notch material. Whatever you got up there, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, whatever it is, the best material and the best workers, and that's what makes them the best. And all they want to give us as customers, and yes, us, I'm a happy customer of J&K Roofing. They promise you quality service, safety, and health, and that's what we want as customers. They know what's on us customers' minds. And right now, I'll tell you, if you just moved down, if you've been down here, you know this. If you just moved down, let me tell you, you do not want to have roofing issues in South Florida. Hurricane season's coming. You never know when it's going to rain. This summer is crazy with the weather. That's why you got to call J&K Roofing today and make sure your palace is set. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, quick break. Clay Ferreiro next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everything that we have known in history have been circulated around the triangle.
Hawk and Crowder.
What is this, Solana?
This is craft work.
Oh, really? Kraftwerk has like three, two huge hits. I don't know what this is.
this is one of their hits. This is the model. This is one of their hits. Trust me.
No, it is not. It absolutely is.
Trust me.
Reminds me of The Lost Boys, that vampire teenager movie.
It's very spooky.
This song is synonymous with Kraftwerk. You just got to trust me on
not.
This one.
Yeah. No, it's not. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He doesn't even know what Kraftwerk is. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferraro, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami, friend of the program. Hello, Clay.
Hello, Hawk. Nothing is more reassuring than hearing Solana say, you just got to trust me on this.
Isn't that like the, I mean, just that statement alone, doesn't it just make you cringe when Solana says, you just have to trust me on this one?
I feel like he would call you and say, look, don't ask any questions. Just put the rest of your savings account in Doge. You
right.
just got to trust me on this.
Hawk, just trust me on this. I need you to meet me at the Applebee's on University Drive, and I need you to bring $13,000 in cash. Don't ask me any questions. Just trust me on this. Your money's fine. Right? That seems like a Solana. Like, that's it. That will happen during my lifetime with Solana. That's something similar to
guaranteed.
I'm surprised it has it already.
It may have on a smaller level. All right. Let's go around the world in sports here with Clay Ferraro. We always enjoy talking with Clay. Heat play tonight. They've come together, it seems like, at a good time, a fortuitous time. To be playing well together. You know, we had Mike Wallace on yesterday. We were talking about this. I said, do you think that they could potentially be a surprise team come playoff time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And I don't even know that you would say that it's much of a surprise. I think the thing with them is their highs have shown you who they can be. I think, unfortunately, they've just been so inconsistent. I mean, even Jimmy Butler says it seemingly after every loss. I don't know which team is going to show up from one game to the next. You could envision this team finding a way to put it together and put together consistent performances in the playoffs. And, you know, I'm not at all comparing them to the Lakers and LeBron, but, you know, every single year with LeBron, there's stuff that happens towards the end of the season that, this is it for enter X team that LeBron plays for now. This is it for the Lakers. LeBron's ailing. Anthony Davis is good. The Cavaliers, man, they're just not getting it together. Kevin Love doesn't. And they always find a way. And given what the Heat did last year in the playoffs, you could absolutely envision a scenario where they go back to being a bit more like they were last year. And honestly, if Victor Oladipo comes back and Victor Ariza continues to play at the level at which he's played, then you could see them potentially doing this once again, because they've got the pieces to, on defense at least, be even better than they were last year. But again, the inconsistency has just been so maddening that until they do, I think you would have to say that they would be a surprise team if they do finally put it together.
And Clay, I never anticipated even writing this question down to ask anyone about the Heat, but Deadman, like Dwayne Deadman, is he an integral part of this run? I know, it got you. It just got me. Is he a big piece of this team right now? Because I enjoy watching him play.
Integral. This is not, listen to this, Clay. This is not even edited. This is me trying to ask this of a guest. Integral.
No, you know what though? I applaud you guys. You're trying to luxuriate your vocabulary.
Hey!
There we go.
Have you ever heard the word luxuriate?
Not until Solana told me when he called me. Hey, bonus points if you can work this into the interview at some point. So that's
really. So you've never heard luxuriate.
No, I had never heard it before, but I'm game for anything like that.
Wow. I got a text from Omar Kelly. He said, never heard luxuriate. I had to look it up, learn something new.
There you go.
You say it's
there
a common go. Word.
There you go.
Yeah, luxuriate's a common
look,
word.
Look,
grown men.
Dwayne Dedman has certainly luxuriated the Heat's bench, luxuriated Eric Spoelstra's options yes, I don't know if that even works. Like, I don't. I love watching the guy play. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Like, it's the energy, and also there's just this. I love when Greg Popovich was in the huddle a few years ago, and that it caught him saying, "I need some nasty. I need some nasty." Well, that's who he is. I mean, he comes off the bench. I mean, he seems like such a nice guy, and he gets out there on the floor and he brings the nasty. And you need that. And this is a team that, especially, you know, I've said this: if Oladipo comes back and they put it together quickly enough, you could see a world where, man, they could be a team that Brooklyn doesn't want to face because of the number of long, quick, twitchy defenders that they can put on the perimeter. The team that would really scare me right now is Philly, because I have no clue, before they got Deadman, how they would match up with Embiid and even get in his way. Because you don't want to put Bam on him all game long. But now with Deadman, you at least have somebody big, strong, that can play defense enough to get in his way and bother him. And so, yeah, I think not only has he been a big key to what they're doing right now, I think there's a mentality when he comes into the game. And you can very well see that if they end up beating Joel Embiid in the playoffs, that he could have a big role there as well.
Let me move on here because I want to cover a lot of ground with Clay Ferrero from Local 10. The Dolphins, we haven't spoken with you since the draft happened. They selected Jaylen Waddle and Jalen Phillips in the first round. So specifically just the first round selections here, not the draft in totality. The first round selections, Waddle and Phillips, what are your thoughts?
Well, so I was out at the draft party, and the initial thought, there were people around who were cursing and throwing stuff when Ja'Marr Chase and Kyle Pitts went before the Dolphins were on the clock. And, you know, then you hear Chris Greer afterward, and you start to think about it. Because, you know, initially it looks like, hey, well, they traded back from 3 to 6, and all they really got was a 2023 first-round pick after all the moves. And all they really got was a 2023 first-round pick to miss out on a chance at both Pitts and Chase. But then you think about it, and you say, you know, when they stand up there and they say, no, Waddle is who we wanted, it's not just their words saying that. It was their actions, too. The fact that they were willing to drop back to 6 when everybody knew there was a possibility that both Pitts and Chase would be gone at 6, I believe them. I believe them. And so all that said, you now have the explosive element in this offense that was so sorely lacking last year. I mean, there was nothing. There was no downfield passing game whatsoever. I mean, the few times that Jakeem Grant was able to get by people down the field, something happened. They couldn't connect. Now you have Will Fuller. You could potentially throw Will Fuller and Jaylen Waddle out there. Plus, you have the tight ends underneath, Devontae Parker, Preston Williams. Like, all of a sudden, you have a very complimentary passing game with him. And then the Jalen Phillips pick, it wasn't until, I'd say, about the week leading up to the draft that you started to read more and more about how scouts felt about him. And it's not a surprise that he ended up being the first edge guy off the board. I thought it would be Pay. And then as the week went on, it was like, no, he's – so all that said, if you needed a playmaker and you needed an edge defender, you got him. And you got him on night one. You got two premium positions that you really need for this team, not just to win, but also to evaluate quarterback. And you got him on night one. Now the real work starts. But I loved what they did, and now let's see how they can put it all together.
And Clay, I want to go one pick further with Javon Hollins, the safety out of Oregon. That was the only pick that puzzled me. To take a safety that high, you need running backs. You got rid of Ereck Flowers. You need a tackle. To take a safety early in the second, that was the only pick that I can criticize from the Miami Dolphins weekend.
Yeah, and I get that. I think it's pretty clear. I think you can read enough tea leaves and enough reports to know that they wanted Javonte Williams. And had he been there when they picked with that first pick, that 36th pick in the second round, that he would have been their guy. And yet, I think the thing with Javon Holland, you know, he wasn't on any of our radars because I don't think we anticipated they would take a safety that soon. But, man, you look at how Brian Flores runs that defense, and he wants guys who can be versatile. And Holland, you watch his tape, you watch what he can do. And so you get it. You get the vision. And, Channing, like, I love the draft. I've followed it for over 20 years. And the one thing that I've kind of come to learn over time is that there is no possible way that those of us who kind of watch from the outside can understand the vision that these players, that the coaches and front office guys have for these teams on the inside. And, you know, so as much as I would have liked to see them get one of the top running backs in the draft, either Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, or Javonte Williams, once all those guys were gone, you got to go with somebody who you're confident can be productive and you have a vision for. And so I'm with you. Like, I understand the frustration with the position. I do think that if the passing game can open up as much as they're hoping it does now, then that kind of mitigates not having that true every down back. But no, yes, disappointed they didn't get the running back, but I think the more you read about Javon Holland, you see, man, not only is he a really good player, but also he is a perfect fit in that defense.
All right, we hit the Heat, we hit the Dolphins. Let me go around the world of South Florida sports with Clay Ferraro here. Let me go to the Panthers, who had a nice little victory last night. Got a little hairy there at the end, but come out with the victory in overtime. They've got two games left. This is a legit good team, Clay. I'll ask you this, being a sportscaster in Miami, where the Panthers notoriously have been one of the least interesting teams. I see what we do on the radio, and I don't know because I know you guys don't have a text machine when you're doing sportscasts, but I see when we're talking with Panthers players, when we're talking with broadcasters, when we're talking hockey in general, there's not this flood of text that I used to see in years past. Boring, no one cares, it's the Panthers, move on. I see that there's a legit excitement about this team. By the way, there should be. That's how good they are. Do you notice the same thing?
Yeah, and I think it's a few reasons. Number one, they are showing that kind of promise. And I think it's not just the star guys who stand out, but the depth of this team. I think you're confident that any one of the lines that they throw out there can give you problems. But then, yeah, there are names that I think people down here have gotten to know. And now that you're seeing guys like Barkov get some of the national recognition, I mean, some of the stuff that he does, even if you're not a hockey fan, you watch it and it's wow, man, like that is star quality type stuff. And then there's the other story that I think everybody is kind of wondering about. It's this 20-year-old goaltender who may be the best one on the roster when he's at his best. And so what do you do with that? Like, I think it's – you have not just a good team, but also storylines that I don't know enough about hockey to know whether you could throw a 20-year-old goaltender out there. But I'll tell you this, like, you talk about us as sports media people. Is there anything better to talk about than a decision like that at the most important position on the ice and what a coach should do? And then we can sit here and rip him afterwards when it doesn't work or praise him when it does. Like, that's the type of thing that, you know, if you're a South Florida sports fan, you gravitate towards. It's the people, it's the storylines, and then, of course, the potential to win. And this team really does have all of those for the first time, at least since I've been here.
Yeah, you could actually feel them going deep into the playoffs, and they do have some interesting storylines and great players. Like you say, even Huberto last night, super exciting.
Yeah.
Clay Ferraro, watch him on Local 10. Always enjoy our Ferraro side chats with you. Back to luxuriating or whatever you were doing before you came on with us.
See, you beat me. I was going to say, well, I hope I luxuriated your show, but, you know.
I don't think you're getting the definition of the word. I don't think I'm going to have to.
I have no clue.
Yeah, it's very apparent. It's very apparent. Clay, may the 4th be with you.
All right, now that I can get down with. All right, I'm a star. I watched Star Wars a lot as a kid. I can get down with that.
Oh, you are? You're a Star Wars guy? So, are you wearing Star Wars stuff today? You got, like, some
paraphernalia? No. I was as a kid. I haven't gotten into the new stuff. My daughter actually loves it because her teacher's a big Star Wars fan. So, she's gotten into it a little bit. But I can't get into the new stuff yet. I'm still about the original three.
All right. Well, live long and prosper.
Misa, love when you come on the show,
that's,
Clay.
That's not it. No.
What's that? Live long and prosper?
It. No. That's Star Trek. That's Star Trek.
Wait, Crowder, no. Do your Bar-Bar Jinx again.
Misa, I love when you come on the show, Clay.
You like the Bar-Bar Jinx?
It's all I know. It's all I know, Clay. I'm sorry.
See you, Clay.
Thank you for luxuriating my day.
I was, by the way, don't text in. I know it's Jar Jar Binks, and I was saying Bar Bar Jinx. I was trying to get under Clay's skin, but he didn't know it well enough. And I know that I did live long and prosper as a Star Trek line, not Star Wars. I'm saving you the texts, everybody. I'm saving you all the texts. All right, quick break. Why am I so mad? Quick break, come back
Lisa
with more.
Lisa know you a troll. Lisa know a troll when he see one.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
¿Quieres Coca-Cola? ¿Quieres un vaso de agua? ¿Quieres huevos rancheros?
Hawk and Crowder.
A little disappointed. I can't lie here. As you know, I'm active on Cameo. And I enjoy doing cameos. And I get a great kick out of it. I've brought Crowder into some of my cameos. Solana into some of my cameos. My son, my wife, I always have props. I put a lot of effort into the cameos. I have not been hired to do one cameo for Mother's Day. And I feel like I would be the greatest Mother's Day gift that you could give someone. No? You don't feel that way?
Why you say that?
I'm that guy. Like, every mom likes to hear from Mark Hockman, and it doesn't have to be your mom, it could be your wife. I mean, there's plenty of people you want to get a Mother's Day gift for. And Solana too. Solana, have you been hired to do any cameos for Mother's Day?
I have not. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I really thought, I'm not even lying, Crowder. I thought this was gonna be my busiest week of the year. I don't understand. First of all, I thought for sure I would be hired for a lot of cameos for, draft parties. Before we start our draft party here, here's a special message from Hawk. But I didn't get any of those. And it seems to be, for me, mostly birthdays, anniversaries, a lot of gags. A lot of people seem to use me as a gag gift. But I'm a little miffed that I have not been hired to do a single cameo for Mother's Day. And so, all I'm saying is I'm available. Time is running out and, I'm there on Cameo.
But Mother's Day is based around love. You don't exude love.
What? This is Hawkman you're talking to. Do you think you're still on with Coop? Do you think this is Guzio? Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you okay, Crowder? Someone shake him.
So when you hear your voice, you think just like that warm feeling comes out inside of people of just love and affection.
What
and,
mom or sister or wife on Mother's Day wouldn't love a video cameo from your old pal Mark Hockman from the radio? Just seems like a natural. And Solana, I'm sure you've got a lot of bits you could fire up for that, no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm full of bits. And I really thought old Mama Dukes out there would want a cameo from Solana. I really, really thought.
Being honest, had you thought about that? I thought about this yesterday. Had it struck you that you hadn't done any for Mother's Day? I swear, I thought this was going to be my wheelhouse.
I hadn't thought about it until I've gotten 4 notifications from Cameo. Hey, Mother's Day is around the corner. You haven't been booked yet. 4 separate times I've been reminded by Cameo, which leads me to believe everybody else on Cameo is getting booked for Mother's Day.
Right.
Except for me.
Yeah, it's possible you're going to get bumped off soon. Yeah, Solana has not been hired for enough. You might be what they call a loss leader.
I'm expecting a big rally in summer 2021.
I just wanted to say we're running out of time here, folks. And if you haven't gotten something for mom or grandma, you just search Mark Hockman on Cameo or Alejandro Solana, and you could really make someone's day. All right.
You got to show them your sexy voice, man. You got to
give
them
for Mother's Day.
Voice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm wholesome. I'm Mother's Day. I'm not Valentine's Day. That's yours. You can take that one. No, but I'm Mother. Actually, I got hired for Valentine's Day several times. People, you're doing this wrong. All right. In the 3 o'clock hour, the Duke, Andrew Duclair, is going to join us. Anthony Duclair is going to join us. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with him. And in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to play a little Talk About It Tuesday. And in the 3 o'clock hour, I would also like to revisit the song that Marcos made for us that we debuted yesterday on this show and try to figure out exactly how we can utilize it, because a lot of people expected we were going to start the show with it today. And instead, we gave you the Cantina song from Star Wars, but special day today. So we have a lot to get to. But we will speak with Anthony Duclair in the 3 o'clock hour, Panthers fans. So we'll take a quick break here. 3 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
It's Bosa. It's Big Bosa. Bosa's it.
Hock and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.